There are more of us than ever in Australia using Facebook now. And if you logged into your Facebook in the last couple of days, you'd notice there's a whole heap of change. Stilgarian is an IT writer, a broadcaster, and he's joining me now to talk about what is going on with Facebook. Good afternoon, Stilgarian.
Good afternoon, Connie.
What is going on with Facebook? Why? What are these changes?
Well, this is Facebook version 8 we're up to, so they've kind of been roughly annual rounds of major changes. And, of course, from Facebook's point of marketing side, they're trying to tell you that these are all changes that are making it better and more fun and more wonderful for you. And from Facebook's side, it's ways of getting you to spend more time on the site, to reveal more of your personal information, and those two factors together mean more income from them, from advertisers.
Now, what are they... I can't imagine what there is left to share on Facebook. What are they encouraging us to share? What more is there to share other than photos and status updates, etc.?
Well, one of the really big changes and one that intrigues me is called Open Graph, which there's a jargon in social media called your social graph, which is your connections to your friends. You can almost draw a diagram of, you know, who the people you are that you're connected with and who they're connected with and so on. Now, you send things across the links in that social graph every time you click a like button on someone else's post. Someone puts up their party photo, you think that's a great picture, you press the like button and so on. They say they're listening to a bit of music, you like that, and so on and so forth. What Mark Zuckerberg, who owns founded and runs Facebook, thinks, he reckons that's not easy enough because, you know, you have to actually make the decision to press that like button. So what Open Graph does, it allows, say, for example, you get movies from Netflix in the United States, and they keep track of all of the movies you're watching. They, if you so choose, will automatically feed into Facebook every movie you watch. Same for your e-books. So you don't have to consciously think of telling people, hey, I'm watching this DVD and I'm enjoying it. It automatically goes in there, the whole thing. Every bit of music you listen to, you could connect your fancy electronic trainers there, so all of your every time you go for a run and how far you run, 3.6 kilometres, off you go, you're getting fit, in that goes, without you having to think about it. So I guess to answer your question more succinctly, you said, what's there left to share? And I basically think the answer is everything else that you didn't think you would share.
It's interesting. Now, one of the things that worries me about this, Stilgarian, is one of the great joys of Facebook is being able to, you know, skulk around people's photos and see what they're up to without actually getting in contact with them or without them actually knowing that that's what you're doing.
I was at school with you, but I really don't want to talk to you.
Exactly. You know, we broke up a little while ago, but I still love knowing what you're up to.
Now we're getting into creepy territory.
Exactly. Now, what is it going to be the case where you can't do these things anymore because we're sharing every single little thing that we're doing?
Well, I think it'll be the other way around. You can spend even more time wallowing in your past relationship. What's he listening to now?
Oh, gross.
He said he didn't like that. Oh, I didn't know he liked that.
How horrendous.
Yes, I'm sure there's music you listen to that you wouldn't reveal to your friends.
Absolutely.
I
played some of it on the radio then, in actual fact, some Barbara Streisand.
It gets even creepier when you think, well, what if... You know, people often send out on Twitter, certainly, and they also do on Facebook, hey, I'm reading this article and it's interesting. Now, they're choosing to do that because, you know, either it was interesting for them or they think they have friends who will find it interesting. It has some social value to it. You know, it makes a little personal statement. So how would it get if you said, oh, all right, I'll now, every article I'm reading on the web, every story from ABC News that I'm reading, I'll have that automatically put into my Facebook stream. So what if you were looking up something distinctly personal?
Yeah, see, this is not... I don't like this, Stilgarian. I wonder whether this might alienate some people, because I know just the changes that we're seeing already in the last couple of days I've found all a little bit confusing, and so I haven't logged in as often. Is there any chance of that happening, it becoming just too much for people and them getting out of there or just not using it very often?
Well, it is at one sense. I mean, every time Facebook makes some changes, there's, you know, a huge uproar. Oh, you know, you've changed my world. I'm never coming back, blah, blah, blah.
And then it's fine.
The reality is actually very few people do that. Most people have a bit of a whinge for a few weeks and then continue on. They put up with it. Because the trade-off is, well, I don't like what Facebook is doing, but if I leave Facebook, then I lose touch with my school friends, with my hockey team, with, you know, everything else that's being organised there. So the trade-off is such, no, I, you know, we want to stay in touch with people generally.
And that's so, the way to do it in this day and age.
Yeah, Facebook takes the risk, makes the change, and generally it works for them.
Gosh, so will these be the last changes for a while, do you think, or are they just going to keep going and going and going?
Well, this is one of the big, I mean, one of the biggest set of changes they've made in a burst. So there probably won't be any huge changes for a while. It'll take, you know, they'll take a while to settle down this set of changes, fine tune it, and so on. So, you know, we'll see another big burst, perhaps, you know, early next year or something. But for now, they'll want to settle this in and make sure everyone's happy with it before the next big change.
Right, just before I let you go too, Stilgarian, are they, these changes, a lot of the changes that have happened on Facebook have just happened automatically and then you have to go and sort of figure out your privacy settings, etc. For people that aren't logged on, are these changes just going to happen while they're not logged on?
It would appear not. I mean, certainly the changes to the formatting, like they've rearranged your Facebook page so you can put bigger pictures at the top and they've changed the way the news feed works. Those broad changes don't affect your privacy so much, so they are just happening. It appears that Facebook is finally learning the lesson that you don't just make these changes. You do give people the control and the choice of whether they will, you know, decide to feed all of their music listening out. So that stuff, you have to opt in to each individual application now.
Many thanks for your time this afternoon, Stilgarian. It's been wonderful chatting with you.
Pleasure, Melanie.
Thanks a lot. That's Stilgarian. He's an IT writer, broadcaster, and minor internet celebrity on Facebook changes there.